It's time for Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
The gym.
Tank tops on guys are starting to bother me at the gym. There, I said it. It really is bothering me. I don't know what it is lately.
Drake.
Sit down, drink your popcorn, and that's it.
It's time for Struds On.
Enough's enough. I do love the NHL. I've had a great experience. I still enjoy watching it. It's fun. But I can't stand some of the games that teams play. And I'm looking at you, Tampa Bay. It is, to me, amazing that Kucherov was unable to play the whole season until the playoffs start. What a miracle. An absolute miracle. It might be a Festivus miracle that he's able to come back after missing the whole year. And the first day he can play will be the first day regular season or of playoffs. He's on the first line power play down there. Oh, so is Stamkos. A miracle. It's an absolute miracle they can do it. Now, is there a slight chance that just happened to be the date that he could start up was after the regular season end? Just so happened so he could be on LTR. Just so happened so the Tampa Bay had no cap issues or less cap issues after last year's Stanley Cup winning. And they could say, hey, man, can you sit on the side and come back at the end of the year? Yeah, I can probably do that. Okay, makes sense. Everyone gets it. He gets his money. The Tampa Bay gets to make sure they're fully loaded and ready for another one. To me, it's just an absolute tiny, tiny little possibility that happened. But everyone, I'm here to tell you, I think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke. Now, could he have been ready a month ago? Maybe. What about 2 weeks ago? Should he, if he was ready to play 2 weeks ago, should the league force them to get him in there? My answer is yes, because that's unfair. They're circumnavigating the salary cap rules, and they're quite frankly making a mockery of where it's all at. And it's so frustrating. Now, I have no skin in the game. I don't care if Tampa wins the series against Florida, if they get out of their division or they get to the conference final or even if they win the Stanley Cup. Like it really doesn't matter to me. But if I'm another GM, I am absolutely so fired up about this. And I want to see the records. Like, was he was just able to be cleared the morning of the Stanley Cup starting? Like, it's an absolute joke. Like, who actually believes that? Do you think that Gary Bettman, when he closed his eyes on his kind of small pillow, think, oh boy, what a coincidence. That's just amazing. That's the way it worked out. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong. And I'm here to tell you guys, it's wrong. It shouldn't happen. They need to figure this out and have a way. I think there should be a secondary way of it being checked. So if someone's going LTIR and it sounds like they're coming back for the playoffs, there should be a separate, doctor check them from another team or from another organization or I don't care, another conference, the other conference to make sure that these guys aren't bending the rules because I believe here they are Greg's. And am I calling the Myers? Yeah, I am. Because I have a hard time believing that the first time he'd be eligible to play was today. I find a joke. So this sounds a little bit like a tell me I'm wrong, but I'm just fired up about it. It just bothers me the whole time.